Bella Rose is our sponsor for today. Bella Rose is a small skincare business that makes great products that you guys are absolutely going to love. They have bath bombs, shampoo, conditioner, facial serum, moisturizer, all of those fun things that will help your skin glow, and you can use them with the peace of mind that you're not going to have problems down the road because of any harmful chemicals. So if you want to try out their products, you can use code SUMMER10, that's SUMMER10, to get 10% off your order, or you can use the link in these show notes. Thank you guys so much, and I hope you guys enjoy their products, because honestly, I recommend them.
Welcome back to All Things Apple, the podcast where we talk about all things inside the world of Apple, including leaks and events and all that fun stuff that you probably care about if you're a nerd like us. So today I have my two friends, Brian and Aiden. Aiden's been on the podcast before, but Brian is new, so be nice to him and welcome him because he freaking loves Apple just like the rest of us. Say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Okie doke. So what are we going to talk about first? What are your thoughts? Just send them over to me. Airdrop them.
Well, to be honest, I think that the Apple event was a little underwhelming. I understand that it's a September event for iPhones, and we certainly got that. But I feel like it could have had a little bit more. The iPhone 14, I didn't see really much of an improvement. The Pros are a bit more of an improvement, but the regular iPhone 14, it's just not that much better. I mean, you do get satellite connectivity, but only for SOS calls, which I guess is important, but it still is not that much of a big improvement unless you actually need it.
I mean, you have a point with the SOS calling, but I feel like the 14 Pro is pretty interesting, and that's like a running theme, I feel like, with the iPhones. I don't know, Brian, like, if you kind of feel that way, but it's like the regular iPhones the past 2 years now have just been kind of like there so that they're the new phone, and then the Pro is like where they actually add new features and innovate.
I think we all kind of forget that like all the standard iPhone models are basically like they're just the supposed to be like, which is kind of stupid because they're still expensive, but like they're just replacements of the like what the XR was, and they're just slightly better.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like at least the iPhone 13 got a new chip, a new SoC. I mean, and the iPhone 14 did not. It still has the A15. I mean, granted, it's the A15 with the 5-core GPU instead, but
I was going to say, they did add an extra GPU.
Yeah, yeah, but the thing is that that's the same as the 13 Pro. So it's still last year's chip, and it's still, because of that, it's going to potentially get 1 year less of support because of that. It's going to be like a 5C situation.
It's definitely not what I expected. Like, honestly, when I heard that they were going to reuse the same chip, I was like, really? I mean, I feel like even if Apple did that, like, they would rebrand it somehow because, like, yeah, look, it's a little different. Like, I don't know. That's what I would do, but I guess, I mean, I don't make the rules, so why would they care? But I don't know. It's just kind of strange to me. I feel like the 14 Pro, it's, like, kind of, like, the most Apple thing, in my opinion, like, from the event, just seeing the way that they handled that new cutout instead of the notch, that makes me so happy because it, like, kind of, sort of like with the notch where they built the UI around it, they're doing something like that, except also, like, adding functionality, or at least making it seem that way, with the little, like, I don't know, I don't want to call it a pill-shaped cutout, because it doesn't really look like a pill, in my opinion. I feel like it kind of looks like a thicker version of the home bar at the bottom of your phone, but it's at the top.
I find that
very interesting because it's like nobody asked for that. We just wanted a smaller notch. But at the same time, like, I mean, at least they tried to add some kind of functionality to it, so it's not just a smaller notch. Mm-hmm. But like, how often are most people going to really be using that?
Yeah, honestly, I doubt people are going to be utilizing the features like a lot, or I think it's one of those things where it's like, oh, it looks different, it's new, it's exciting because of that. But at the same time, I was thinking like, okay, then where is it going from here? Because the front of the 14 Pros, it looks identical to like a lot of the mock like iPhone designs that I remember seeing back in like 2017 when we saw the 10. Like right before the release of the 10, I remember seeing like iPhone 10, and it was like just a very small little speaker hole, and then everything else was hidden under the display. Like, we're getting closer to that. Like, this design kind of looks like the precursor to that. And it makes me think, like, okay, where are you going from here? Because you kind of leaped forward real quick. Like, couldn't they have used that iPhone 13 notch, like, another year? You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I mean, hey, look, I like, one step closer to notchless is better than intrusive notch, which most of us have gotten used to by this point. But
I know, but I still feel like if you look at the Android devices that are priced, and even Android devices that are like 5 times cheaper than the latest iPhone, they've done away with the notch a long time ago.
They have like the teardrop thing now.
Not just the teardrop, but some of them are going straight hole punch. Like,
yeah,
they go straight hole punch, which I actually don't like. The thing is,
their facial recognition, like, instead of having Face ID, it can be fooled with a picture. I've heard of people having it where, like, it literally won't recognize them multiple times, like, depending on conditions like that.
I had the S21 and the Samsung Galaxy S21 for a month, and it did not recognize my face a good deal of the time.
Yeah. Like, it's that's the thing. Face ID for me, it's been perfect since I got this iPhone 11. Like, oh my god, I love it so much.
To be fair, I have had multiple issues with FaceTime, or not FaceTime, Face ID on my 13. I don't know if it's just me. I don't know if it's just my model, but like, it'll not recognize my face half the time.
And that's do you have like the require attention for Face ID turned
on? I think I shut off attention.
By default, with VoiceOver, it turns that off. If you're a VoiceOver user, by default, it turns that off. I turned mine back on because I can look at the display or at the camera.
Mm-hmm.
But by default, it turns it off. But my phone has never failed Face ID unless there was like some sort of, you know, like something covering my face or something like that.
Yeah.
But mine has always worked.
The iPhone XR never had issues with Face ID ever. Like, it was very reliable. But
that's like my iPhone 11. It's like, perfect.
But like, I just have issues with the 13. And it's just the design is kind of dated now. The 13, like, it's been the same design with a slightly shrunk notch since there was the 12, the 13, and now the 14.
I mean, I like the design, though. I like the squared off, like, flat sides. And I don't like, mind that. I like the
front more than
The front, well, yeah, it's been the same front since the iPhone 10. Just the notch has slightly shrunk and the bezels, too.
Yeah, but, like, the only extra use I get out of that notch is now my battery percentage in the corner, which I can't really see much anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And VoiceOver reads for you anyways, so it's...
Yeah,
it's always the thing. So, like, not really much of an improvement for me, but, you know, I'm sure a lot of people will be happy to see. Although, apparently, it didn't come to the minis, so... They're still screwed.
Well, they discontinued the minis now. There's no more minis. There was no minis at the iPhone 14 event.
I feel like so weird about the way that they branded the regular 14 with the plus model, because like, I thought we were done with the word plus, and to me it would make more sense if they did 14 Max and then 14 Pro. 14
Isn't that
Pro
how they
Max.
Did it with the iPhone 13s? It was the 13 and the 13 Max.
No, they just had the
13 mini, and then there was 13 Pro and 13 Pro Max.
Yeah, didn't John Prosser say like?
Yeah, I remember he was saying that they were going to call it the 13 Max and the 13, but...
Well, that would make sense. Like, I feel like we retired the word plus for hardware, and then, I don't know, like, I was so used to, like, iCloud Plus, Fitness Plus, News Plus, TV Plus, like, hearing all those were, like, they were sort of saved for the services. Like, I don't know. It's so strange to see a Plus model iPhone again.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's good that it's there, and I honestly might get one. Like, I'm so close to getting one just because of the fact that it's bigger and I don't have to spend over $1,000.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice, but I love the 6.7 inch display. Like, 6.1 inches can be a little small for me.
I honestly, like, I think that the 6.1 inch display is a good size, but I'm kind of like bored of it at this point. Like, if I get a new phone, I could see the 14 plus. I almost said max. I could see that being, like, a good option just because it's a bigger size. It's new. I mean, so far with all the iPhones I've had, I always get a different size every time because I feel like, I don't know, it's nice to have something new in your hand. Because when it's the same size, I feel like it can feel a little too similar.
Yeah, yeah. I understand where you're coming from. We've just gotten the phone that's the most affordable. But that's still the newest, so that's kind of how I've operated as far as getting my new devices. Let's talk about the watch. The
Series 8. Boy. I was just looking at that on the website, and I'm kind of like, so I didn't watch the event, but I was literally getting updates from one of my friends, like, as it was happening. She was texting me because I was in a class, and I'm like, I don't want to be watching it and then get caught. But
yeah, I find that so funny. We all are on this podcast talking about Apple, but none of us actually watched the event.
Well, that's
because I tried to watch the event, but I had a college
class. Yeah, I also had class.
Yeah, I had a high school class. You had college class. Like, we been busy, but like, I've heard about it, and I know enough about it to have my own opinions, I feel like, because...
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then it's all over the internet. Like, you didn't need to watch the event. Like, everybody's posting about it. Like,
I was getting, sure, like I said, literally I was getting constant texts from my friend Grace. Shout out to Grace. Love you. She was, like, super excited about it. She's like, I'm watching it right now because she's a nanny. So, like, she could do that. She was like, the kids are busy, so I can watch it. I was like, awesome. Like,
you're I was smart. Watching the iUpdate. I was watching the iUpdate recap. Shout out iUpdate.
Oh my gosh, yes, we love Sam.
Yes, Sam is great. And then I was watching Marquez's recaps.
Too. I feel like Marquez, like, maybe it's just some, I don't know, like, bigger YouTuber thing, but I feel like he lacks some, like, not to, like, shit on him, but I like how Sam's videos have such, like, fun, like, personality in them.
Marquez is very, Marquez, like, straight to the point, very...
Yeah, I feel like
it's more like a business dry, but he's very, it's very much a business thing. I don't want to call it dry, but he's very much straight, like...
Yeah.
Straight to the point, no flavor. Yeah,
there's not much, like, there's not too much jokes. There's, like, you know, and, you know, Sam, on the other hand, is, like, you know, he throws jokes in, throws...
Oh, my God. The intros, like, I love his intros. I'm always, like, waiting to see the intro. I can't wait. Like, every time I tap a video of his, I'm like, oh my god, what's it gonna be like?
Well, I haven't really watched much iUpdate.
You should. iUpdate is amazing.
I've heard of him. Yeah, and
you need to watch Sam.
He and John Prosser, don't they cooperate?
They have a podcast.
Yeah, they do have a podcast, the Genius Bar podcast. Genius Y'all should go check it out.
I still haven't listened to Genius. I've heard about Genius Bar pretty much ever since it released.
Really?
I haven't watched it yet.
And they we are literally shouting them out. We need to stop doing that.
Yeah, I know. I know. Anywho. I mean, we're not a hashtag not sponsored.
How in the world did we get that far?
I mean, I'd love that sponsor.
But y'all should totally, like, let us get on a Genius Bar episode.
Oh my god, that never happened. We're a bunch of nobodies.
I know.
They've literally had Sarah Dici on, like, twice, I think. And then fucking Dave 2D, but, like, that's because he does shit. Anywho.
I love Dave 2D.
Let's not talk about that anymore because I have strong opinions. So, Apple Watch Ultra. Okay. That's the first thing on the website. And honestly, this just looks like a new Apple Watch edition that's, like, kind of rebranded. Because, like, Did they mention during the event, like, if the case itself is flat? Because it doesn't really look flat. It just looks really thick.
I believe they said sturdy. It's all sturdy and it's squared off. I know the screen is flat.
Mm.
The screen isn't curved, which I'm sure you can see. But yeah, I know the screen isn't flat. Isn't curved. The screen is flat, and then I'm pretty sure they squared off the edges too, so it looks more like the you know, the 13s and all the new like Apple stuff, yeah, which has like the squared off edges and the flat sides.
It kind of looks like the edges are like pretty flat, but it's also a little rounded so that it's, I mean, I'm sure they did that just so that it's more comfortable. I mean, it's a watch, but like it doesn't look like those renders that I remember seeing like on Front Page Tech or anything like that. So, I mean, that's kind of good because I always thought that those renders looked a little too flat. And I was like, shit, this looks like it's going to cut into my skin. I'm going to cry because I spent $800 on a knife. But yeah, I think it looks pretty cool. Like, it looks very thick. The metal, holy hell, that's thicker than me. Like, Jesus.
Oh yeah, that bitch is 30. You're like stopping a bullet with that bitch. That bitch is like, but it's not heavy because it's titanium, so it's pretty light.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, honestly, and it's more sturdy. Yeah. It's also waterproof, I'm pretty sure, or it has some sort of some dive.
I'm sure it's amazing. No, it's water resistant.
Yeah, the water resistance is a lot higher. Just everything is, it's just a lot sturdy of a watch.
Oh, they also have
$800 though. That's kind of the thing. And oh, yeah,
$100. But I don't know. I feel like if I had the money, I'd buy it because it's really nice.
It also has a lot of diving and a lot of other diving features, and it also has improved. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I see why Apple made it, but I was definitely surprised initially that they went like that sort of pin focused on like a certain demographic with that watch, because like when you think about the diving features and stuff, it's like they could have called this like Apple Watch Diving Edition just because it's rugged, it's like better in water, it has specific features. Like, they haven't really done that.
It's more than just a diving watch. It's a more rugged, just a rugged overall watch. It's for somebody who is hiking, climbing, backpacking, swimming, for like professional athletes. It's for those kind of people. The regular Apple Watch is for like people who want to track their fitness and their health. And
yeah, I mean, anywhere. They're definitely pushing health with this watch.
Yeah,
it says Apple Watch Series 8, a healthy leap ahead. So that sounds cool. We love health.
Yeah.
Unless you're me and you don't give a fuck about your health anymore and you just eat what you want when you want, how you want.
I mean, that's what I've been doing ever since I moved into college.
That college life has got you like that.
Yeah, really. Like, I've just been eating whatever the hell I wanted.
Yeah, I've been eating pretty shitty. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I just throw shit in the air fryer and I'm just,
I've been eating chow mein the last 3 days for dinner.
That sounds so good. Oh my God.
I've been having sausage, bacon, tater tots breakfast.
My acne, it just feels like it's getting worse hearing about that.
I can't imagine this is not good for my skin at all. It's awful.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, it can't be good for anyone.
But that cherry coke or that vanilla coke, my college has a coke machine where you can
what kind of coke are we talking about?
Not the kind you smoke, unfortunately. Not endorsing drugs.
Shut up.
I'd love to clarify that.
Sponsor segment coming up.
But like you can mix and match different Coke flavors, and it's really good. I've not been eating particularly well over the last week or so.
So back to the Apple Watch. Supposedly this has temperature sensing.
That one, or is that all the new watches?
It's the new watches, and did they come out with a new SE?
They did come out with a new SE, but it's not much of an up. Well, it's your.
I was gonna say probably
just for the user. Can you check the specs on
them? It's your standard SE upgrade. It's just like a spec bump, and I think they changed the back casing just a little bit to make it a little more comfortable, but. Other than that, it's not much of an upgrade. Well, it is an upgrade. Yeah. As like it's an SE upgrade. It's kind of what you expect from an SE upgrade, just to spec.
Well, I was gonna say, like, it probably didn't go to the SE. Like, that's, like, my main reason for asking. Just because, you know, they never, like, add anything super extra to the SEs. Like, I know the last SE, like, it didn't have the ECG thing. Like, my watch has that. I never fucking use that. Because in most cases, if I'm that concerned about my heart, I'm going to go to the doctor. And, like, have I actually gone to the doctor when I might have a concern? No. Because I forget. ADHD. Anyway, so...
I have an SE and it works just fine for me.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, but like...
most people aren't using their watches for anything crazy. Just your standard, yeah, like, checking notifications.
When I had an Apple Watch, I pushed that thing to its limits because I'd play games on it.
Oh my god. No, you know what they need? They need Minecraft for Apple Watch.
Absolutely.
Oh my god. How would you even play
Use that Apple? Digital crown, baby. Okay.
You what? Is that how you'd walk or look around? I wonder.
All of the above. Fucking tap the screen. You push the button in action. Order
to open the inventory.
You hit the button on the side to open the inventory. Use the digital crown to go through the inventory. Come on, Microsoft. I'm giving you ideas here, okay?
The question is, like, how did you get to your home screen?
I don't know. Side button.
But the side button would bring up your inventory, no?
No.
You have to triple click. You have to double click the side button.
You double click the side button to get out of the app.
The question is, how do you bring up the menu? The little,
We don't need that. So, back to
how would you place
that
blocks?
That actually came out. It says that the temperature sensing is for cycle tracking, which makes me think there's not an exact temperature that it gets. So, like,
I don't know.
Maybe this is just me
and
being
And it's kind
a
of
guy.
Relevant for all of us, because we don't.
Yeah, I don't read every month.
Yeah.
I do, in fact.
Last time I checked, I do not have a menstrual cycle.
So. Yeah, me neither. So, yeah. So that seems to be, like, the only thing that the temperature sensing is for, which is kind of disappointing, but at the same time, I don't even think that that sensor can be that accurate on the wrist. That's probably why.
Can you check the specs of the... You have the Apple website open, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you check the specs on the SE? Well, you're
the
there.
SE? Yeah.
Yes, I want to see how much of a spec bump it actually is.
Let's see. Let's look at that bullshit marketing that they always have. I love Apple marketing. Ah.
It's
a great deal to love, y'all. That sounds great. Three, stylish case covers. Powerful sensors for insights about your health. And fitness.
Yeah.
Innovate safety features.
So
wait, fuck. Innovative. That's what I meant to say. Convenient ways to stay connected.
So convenient.
A faster dual core processor for added performance.
Dual
Apple
core
Watch
is the fastest
SE
core.
Of course, dual cores. Yeah, that's totally the
and
way to
now
go.
It's better value than ever before. Available starting 916.
Okay.
How much was it before? Because it says that it's $249.
That's about what I think it was.
Yeah, that's about the...
I honestly could not tell you what it was before.
Actually?
I never looked
at
it.
No, it's not.
I thought it was $249.
I feel like it was $200.
Cheaper? No. It was never $200, but I thought it was like $260 or something. Because I paid $292 for mine.
I feel like it could have been $279.
I was going to say, I could have sworn it was around the 270, 260 range.
Well, I feel like it would, knowing Apple, it would be 279. That's
like
a price
tech specs page?
Hold on a second. Let me go to tech specs, because I'm on, like, that marketing page.
You get off the marketing page. That's not helpful.
There is no tech specs page. Oh, my God. I
there isn't a tech specs page.
Not for this one. That's probably because they're so, like, ashamed by it.
That's hilarious.
No, it just, in that upper right corner where you would normally hit, like, order or whatever, or, like, why Apple Watch or overview, there's no tech specs button.
Let me go to the Apple Store website and see. Oh, not the Apple Store website. Let's go to the Apple Store app.
Yeah, you do that.
I'm going to see if it actually...
I don't see one. Maybe I'm just extra blind today, but I don't see it. So, that's cute. Anyway, I really do wish that I had watched the event just because I feel like I missed out. I'm probably going to end up watching it over the weekend for real because, like, I'm going to be in the car for a few hours. So AirPods Pro, Did you guys hear much about that?
Hear much about what?
The new AirPods Pro.
I know that they raised the battery life to 6 hours, and you can change the volume on the headphones, finally. You could 10 years ago.
Honestly, that's great.
No, I love that. I like it. It was such a habit back when I had headphones where you could do that, and now it's back. Apparently, you swipe up and down on the bud. I don't know where.
It's probably like the original AirPods with the swipe up and down. That was like on the stem.
Up on the tech specs page. I got it.
You did? I didn't even see one.
Yeah, no, I clicked on the Apple Watch.
And also added the H2 chip. And yeah. You can charge them with your Apple Watch charger now.
Oh my god, that's perfect. That literally might get me to upgrade because I'm so tired of forgetting my Apple Watch charger. But if it would charge both the watch and the AirPods, I would
remember it. Oh, this thing does get crash detection. Fall detection.
They all get crash detection.
Yeah, it's a software feature. They advertise it like it's a hardware feature, but it is software. It's literally in every Apple Watch. I'm pretty sure it's coming to the current Apple Watches, that will get the update. Yeah, so I'm seeing that thing about the volume control. It says a higher level of control, and it looks like it's on the stem, just like those older AirPods, which I always liked. I was like, why did they take that away? Couldn't they do both? But hey, now they do.
So it has the S8 chip in it. So I think it does get the upgraded chip that's in the new iPhone and the new Apple Watches.
That's good. Unlike the iPhone, it actually got an upgrade.
So that's not actually terrible.
Yeah. I mean, these AirPods Pro look like a good upgrade, but they have lossless audio?
Oh, the ANC is better.
No, I was looking at the Apple Watch, so.
It does seem to point towards better noise canceling, which sounds awesome. I mean,
what the AirPods?
The AirPods 2 apparently have better ANC.
The AirPods Pro's noise cancellation wasn't bad as it was.
No, it was great.
I feel like for the size of the for earbuds, that's
yeah, they were good.
Really good. It was insane.
The thing that needed improvements on needed to be a little louder, at least for me, and also maybe a little bit less latency.
I forget you notice things like that. The latency to me has never mattered.
It always does. Yeah, it
matters. AirPods. I forget you're super sensitive to the latency because I have never noticed latency on my AirPods Pros.
Give me 1 second.
All right, so they have a new Apple Watch Hermes for $1,229.
Say that again.
The Apple Watch Hermes. It's
Hermes.
Or Hermes, I think.
Hermes. That sounds so bad.
Hermes, or whatever the hell you want to call it. I don't know.
Hermes.
Yeah, they have that for $1,269.
That's insanity.
I don't know what that's. Let's click on it and see what.
Oh my god.
That's the Series 8 version. Apparently has the, silver stainless steel case.
Jeez.
With H-diagonal signal. Tour? What is that supposed to?
I don't know. I mean, these AirPods Pro seem like a good upgrade, but at the same time, I thought that they would have better sound quality, and it doesn't seem like they're
what really the pros.
They didn't it says they do. It says with the H2 chip, it makes the audio quality better.
I just feel like
I can't tell you because
I kind of want to buy them and then return them. Like if I don't want to keep them, just because of the fact that I have a hard time believing that just with a chip you can make the sound.
I think they
better.
Did improve the drivers.
It says it paired with the new drivers in the chip.
Okay. See, that would make more sense. Because just a new chip cannot make the sound that much better.
Yeah.
Maybe you can make it more distinct, kinda like spatial audio. I'll use the spatialized stereo feature with Dolby Atmos off because I think Dolby Atmos is a scam. And then I'll notice more distinction between sounds, but that's just an audio processing thing. That's not hardware.
Yeah.
Gotta be similar.
I'm hoping the new AirPods Pros are a little louder. That's kind of the thing.
Louder?
Yeah, I don't think they're loud enough. Well, I guess that's because I use wired headphones, so.
But, like, why weren't they loud enough? I'm so confused, because, like, if you use noise cancellation, then shouldn't they be loud enough? Like,
oh, no. I forgot. They changed the case, too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they also added, I'm looking at the webpage right now, and I'm looking at the specs and stuff. Mm-hmm. They also added the U1 chip, so, like, the tracking, like, when on the Find My, the tracking's a lot better. You can play a sound on the case now. The case has a speaker, so if you lose the AirPods, you can play a noise, like, externally, finally, because I'm sure we've all lost the case or lost the AirPods in the case and couldn't find the case, so.
That seems like a very stupid oversight. They should have fixed years ago.
Yeah, this should have been, like, a Gen 1 thing, but, like, hey, we have it now.
Yeah, I mean, it's better late than never.
I wonder if they talked about this at the event, but it says that the AirPods third generation are $169 now.
Oh.
They were $179.
That's actually kind of nice. That's pretty damn affordable.
Yeah, that's not actually bad. That's only $10 more than those original AirPods were.
I could actually buy them if I wanted to once I get my stupid return.
I love the third gen AirPods. I actually have them and I use them now instead of the Pros. Because my Pros, I think I may have dropped them too many times because they, like, make an awful clicking noise. I made a whole episode about it, but but the third gen are honestly great. Like, the battery life is beautiful, and I honestly don't miss noise cancellation as much as I thought I would, which is kind of crazy because I loved it and I used it a lot, but, like,
I feel like my Gen 2 AirPods just passively blocked out quite a bit of noise as it was. I'm not sure about the Gen 3s because I don't have the Gen 3s, but I feel like passively, just as it was, they did block out some noise.
Yeah, I mean, they will a little bit, but I just, like, going from the Pros to this, I was, like, at first kind of shocked by how much noise there was, but then I thought, like, okay, well, this is like if I just had transparency mode on all the time, or, I mean, not really, because it does block a little bit, like you said. It's just, it's something I can live without. And honestly, like, I don't know if the Pros are worth it just for that, because it's like, okay, if the sound quality is better, great. But the sound quality of the third-gen AirPods, in my opinion, was, like, shockingly good for just earbuds that are hard plastic, don't have the tips or anything. Like, it's not bad.
I don't know. I've never liked silicone tips on anything.
Yeah, that's another thing. I kind of hated the way that they felt, and because they were the first AirPods I ever had, I was like, oh, this is normal. But, like, just trying on the Pros again, like, every now and then, I hate it because it, like, first of all, they get dirtier easily because of how they go in deeper to your ear. It, like, gets more earwax. It's so gross. I hate that. But then also, it's not that comfortable, in my opinion. I thought it was because that's all I was used to. But I think that the, like, hard plastic ones, they're actually better because they just kind of sit there and, like, I can legit wear them for, like, hours and forget that they're in my ears. But the Pros, oh, you know they're in your ears. Like, they would hurt my ears after a while.
Yeah,
I can definitely attest to that.
Ear clips in general. Yes, the Pros
after a while would.
But, like, I tried the Beats Flex, did not like them. I tried a couple of Sonys. Did not like those silicone tips at all. Just every single pair of silicone tips I've ever tried, ever, I've not enjoyed.
Okay, so the case on the new Pros has a speaker. Yeah. So that sounds good. Yeah. I definitely think that's, like, something they should put on all of them, because it's just stupid that you can't hear them.
Like, there's no reason you shouldn't have them on there.
Bro, I feel like Find My AirPods is literally useless, because how many times are you looking for your AirPods when, like, they have to be connected to your phone for them to play a sound?
Like, and also, I guess it's, like, if you drop one, because a lot of people do drop their AirPods.
But, like, I guess, but usually if you drop them, you don't drop them so far away from you that you need to play a sound.
Yeah, usually I just look. Like, yeah, I feel like it takes more time to play a sound and then try to find it than it will just to, like, be that blind bitch on my hands and knees trying to feel where they are, because that's always me. Like, that happened to me earlier at school. I dropped them. I was eating lunch, so I'm, like, some weirdo on the floor in the cafeteria just feeling the floor trying to find it. And
I
found
it. I love that.
No, I had to play the sound on one of my AirPods one time because I was waiting outside for my mom to pick me up from something.
Mm-hmm.
And I dropped my AirPod on the sidewalk somewhere. Or sidewalk outside the school, and I had to play the sound in order to find it. Because
I
could not see it or feel it.
That option. I've only ever used it to, like, test it out to see how it sounded, but I've never actually, like, dropped an AirPod and had to play the sound.
I did once.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the case having the sound is way more useful, just in my experience. Like, there have been so many times where I'm like, this fucking case doesn't have a speaker. And I'm like, what the hell?
More often than not, I lose the case and I have my AirPods in my ears and I'm looking for the case.
Yeah. And you need the case to charge them, so you can't exactly...
Well, the thing is, like, I have had that problem a lot too. So I have started having that case in my pocket at all times. Like, I actually keep the case and the AirPods on me way more often than my phone, because I have the watch on all the time. So, like, that's not, like, the phone isn't as much of a concern if I'm, like, in the house. So I'll always have my AirPods in my pocket, because you can, you know, do a lot from the watch and you don't even need your phone. So, yeah, I just tend to keep that little case, like, all the time, just on my person, because otherwise I end up leaving it somewhere and then looking all over the house, and it's like a whole thing, because then I have like a mini mental breakdown. I'm like, oh my god, am I gonna have to buy a new case? That's expensive. Like, I am not doing that.
Maybe that's Apple's plan. Maybe Apple's plan is to cause people to have to buy a new case and pay full price for it.
I mean, I'm sure they don't mind it, but I don't know. I mean, I think that, like, at the core of it, like, the design is, like, what they care about a lot in most cases, and they like having those, like, earbuds that just kind of, like, separately, like, they're not connected at all to anything. They just, they pop into that case. Like, I don't know. I could never see them, like, actually budging. Maybe they'll put a speaker in the case of, like, the regular ones in a few years, but they're not going to do anything to make them less prone to dropping. I just can't see that.
No.
But yeah. And this event actually has way less stuff in it than I thought, because the last thing is Fitness Plus. And it just talks about, like, it literally seems like an ad. It just says the largest collection of 4K Ultra HD fitness and wellness videos. Okay.
Who the hell watches videos from Apple Fitness Plus?
Like, I watch videos from Fitness Plus.
What? Okay.
Because, let me tell you, some of them instructors, they look really good.
Yeah, Steven.
They really do. Like, Dustin?
Okay, other than you. What?
Yeah, I'm a
normal person. And you're watching it for a different kind of fitness.
Oh, shut up. I am not just watching it for that. I like watching mindful meditations and yoga videos. I don't just watch to, like, watch the people. Brian, what do you think of Fitness Plus?
I literally got a subscription with my watch when I bought my watch, and I have not used it once.
Shameful.
You're alone in your interest in Apple Fitness Plus.
It's usually the guys. Anywho, what was I going to do? I was going to say something. My ADHD meds are wearing off literally as we speak, which is why I'm, like, running out of shit to say, because fuck me, I guess. Oh, Apple Watch Series 3. Did they finally get rid of that? I didn't even check.
Let me check. I hope to God.
I'm gonna look now. Let's just find out together. Yes, they did. Thank Jesus. Oh my god. Because finally, that thing...
The thing was ancient.
Yeah. What's the Apple Watch Nike? Is that just like the Series 8, but with a Nike band?
Basically. I think it's like the Hermes.
Oh, okay.
Let me check, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm looking. It says Apple Watch Nike, blah, 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 blah. But I'm pretty sure this is just like a way for Nike to get their way in with Apple.
I'm not seeing a Nike.
Are you on the website?
I'm on the app. I see.
I'm on the website. When I click watch, along with like Apple Watch SE, it's right. It's to the right of that. It says Apple Watch Nike.
Yeah, no, it says I got on the website, on the app, it says there's the Ultra. And the SE Hermes.
Oh, that's just basically an ad for the bands. Okay.
What is it?
The thing where it says Apple Watch Nike is literally just an ad about the bands. Like, I looked at it and it talked about like run with it or whatever, and it shows like a bunch of different bands that are like Nike and Apple collabs, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
I actually have one of them. One of their Pride bands is technically like a Nike band. And I didn't even know because it doesn't have a logo or anything. So I was like, okay, whatever. Like, fine by me. But it's great. It's the Sport Loop that has the rainbow stripes.
Yeah, I think you showed. Yeah, you showed me that.
It's so nice. I love it so much. Do you have any last thoughts that you want to add?
I don't know. As you said earlier, I and as I also feel, I feel like there wasn't much in this event. Like, it just kind of felt very. Like, there just really wasn't that much.
To me, it kind of felt over-marketed. Like, even when one of my friends was texting me about the event as it was happening, I think I was more excited then than I am now. And usually it's the opposite because I end up finding things out that I missed. But honestly, like, I am a bit underwhelmed just from the fact that I didn't find anything new, really, that I didn't know already. Had it been from like leaks or just, you know, hearing about the event online, like that's basically it. Like, it's not, I don't know, it's not as like full featured as I'm used to.
Oh, also, I don't know if this is, I guess this is in relation, but the RC, the iOS 16 RC was released, the release candidate, which fixed none of the accessibility bugs that I had reported.
Oh, yeah, no, same. I've had an issue with Siri, and my Siri on my phone just does not work. So that's been a thing since, like, three betas ago, and it hasn't gotten fixed, so...
Oof. Well, I will be upgrading. I will not be updating to the first version of iOS 16.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping they release an RC, too, because it really is in need of one.
Honestly, or 16.1 beta, because... iPadOS already, like, before it has been released to the public, they came out with a 16.1 beta. I was like, wow, y'all really trying to fix things. Like, did you fuck up that much? But, I mean,
bro, it seems worse than
iOS 15 was.
Because like, iOS 11 was horrid, bro. Anything is better than iOS 11.
Oh, God, no. You had no idea what it was like to use an iOS 11 with an iPhone 6.
Oh my God, it was even worse for you. I had a 7 Plus. And
yeah,
was just, bro, I couldn't use Safari at all.
Like, no,
my 7 Plus, could not use it Safari. Crapped out too.
Had an iPhone, not the 6S, the 6. And I think I had a 5S lying around that I put it on, and it was just completely no.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. Well, this was good. I mean, it was fun to talk about the event, but honestly, like I said, it's kind of underwhelming. Like,
there wasn't too much, and a lot of the stuff that they did drop wasn't too crazy. Like,
yeah,
I feel like out of anything, it's kind of sad. Out of anything, I feel like the most things that have changed were the AirPods.
Yeah, I mean,
and they all
we finally got the Ultra.
And the Apple Watch Ultra, but like other than that,
I feel like a lot of this was leaked, and usually. Yeah. Some tricks up their sleeve and we don't expect it, but I feel like,
oh no, this time we basically had it before it was out.
Yeah,
like years before, like,
and usually you look at the leaks and you're like, okay, but there, you know, there's always something that's wrong, or like,
yeah,
they always pull something,
they always, like, the leaks are always a little inaccurate. There's always one thing.
You always got to take them with a grain of salt. Like, a couple of them will come out right and others will be completely off, or like, slightly right, but there's like
remember the Series 7 when everybody was saying
where John Prosser, he's like, what the fuck, or something like that, like, you know, reacting to that.
Also, remember when he said the new MacBook Pro would come and that he, if it didn't, then he should.
I feel like it was foolish for people to sell theirs. Like, that was dumb. So many people sold their old ones. It's like, you can't rely on leaks. I think
Prosser said not to do that, too.
Yeah, like, well, of course. They're going to do it anyway. But you shouldn't rely on leaks. Like, that is not something we do. No, no, no. Like, bad Apple nerd. Bad.
Like,
bad sheep.
No. Never. Even pre-orders. Like,
oh, no. Don't rely on any type of ordering of anything. If it is not in your hand, don't rely on it. Like, not now anyways, with like supply shortages, you don't know when or if you will get something.
Bro, just wait for it to be in the store.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Like, because then you know it's in the store, you can go out, you can buy it, and then you don't have to wait for it to get to your house. You don't have to.
Yeah, well, that's the worst part about ordering something is waiting.
Maybe I feel like it's just an experience too. Like, sitting there and clicking a button is not as satisfying as like going to the store and looking at what you want and being like, you know, walking up to the counter and actually buying it. Like, that's what makes it so much more.
For real. And when I got this MacBook, maybe I can talk more in depth about my experience with it in another episode, because I really do have to go to bed. I have to get up early. But I'm going to say this. I ordered it online and picked up in store. And that was great, because I still got the feeling of like seeing it in the store and like seeing the employees, and they're always really nice. And then I was like, yeah, it's my first MacBook, I'm so excited. And then I ended up like opening it right there, and like they helped me set it up because I'm a little blind. And I was like, can you turn on Zoom, because like I know how to use it if you turn on the keyboard shortcut. And then they did for me, so that I could see the screen. But yeah, like just that whole experience, like you don't get that online. And don't get me wrong, like the design of the store is nice, but you know, like the online store, it's great, but nothing compares to in person. Like, no, those employees, it's just
a vibe getting it in person.
Like, yeah, Apple, I feel like they hire the best people too.
Yeah, like, y'all should definitely wish me good luck on my application, because I'm trying to work at the Apple store.
Oh my gosh, yeah, yes. I'm sure you're gonna get it. Like, I'm not okay, maybe I'm not gonna say that, that'll jinx it, but I feel like you would be great. I mean, not gonna lie, like all of us would be Apple.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but like, you would be great there. I would be great there. Aiden would. Like, anybody who really does like their stuff, but then also like isn't just some boring nerd that's like glued to their devices. Like, I feel like we're all kind of like interesting people. Like, we have stuff other than that that we care about. Mm-hmm. So that's like honestly what I've heard they look for. So I think you'll be great.
Yeah, it's which I applied to be a genius, so I'll be fixing people's issues.
Oh, that's fun.
Which I love in an Apple environment specifically, because I don't have to go, I don't have to jump through hoops to use your device. Like, I can turn on VoiceOver with Siri if it's a phone. If it's like a Mac, it's just Command F5. Like, I don't have to jump through hoops like I would if they brought me like their Windows machine, because then I have to like turn on Narrator and then use Narrator to download NVDA, because Narrator is just horrible. And then
you can download a portable copy of NVDA and load it onto a flash drive. I don't know if you knew that. That's a feature.
I've seen the option, but I don't like, I'm not going to just carry a flash drive around with me.
That's another.
I mean, I could, but it's just so much easier on like any Apple device, because it's just like the commands are built in.
Yeah,
like on the computer, just command F5. On the phone, I could just tell Siri to do it and I'm chilling. Like,
yeah
I agree. Like, the way Apple does accessibility is great.
Well, when it's stable and there aren't bugs.
Yeah, because iOS 11 was horrid.
I had the iOS 11 beta too. Like, I tested
I was on like beta 3.
I had beta one.
Not on it from beta one, but I was on it in one of the earlier betas, and we all remember iOS 11. Didn't it just have like 12 betas, 11 betas? It had quite a bit of betas.
And
I didn't really get them.
Like, it was even, bro, and even after that, weren't we on like 11.4 point something? Like, was the last iOS 11 update.
And then I remember iOS 12 came out, and it was so much better.
Oh, yeah, 11.0 was the worst. Like, I literally, just regular 11, like, I downloaded it, and it was the release version. I didn't even get the beta because I was terrified of it. I was like,
and it's crazy because I was actually genuinely excited for iOS 11. I was like, okay, I love the new control center.
Yeah, I never used Control Center like ever before iOS 11.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
The old Control Center was ugly.
Like, what the hell? Like, I didn't even know what it did, really.
Yeah, I feel like before it looked like some shell of an app, and now it looks like it's built into the system.
Then it used to like dim everything, and like,
yeah, it didn't feel very natural. No, like, the design was off.
And then there was like pages to it too. Like, you had the main page.
Yeah, that was so dumb.
You could swipe and you'd have your music, and you swipe again, and it was like your home, I think.
Yeah.
Really stupid.
Nobody used it.
Yeah, no. It didn't look inviting. Like I said, now it looks like part of the OS. Like,
iOS 11 allowed you to, you know, add things to it. And
yeah, and ever since then, it's grown. Like, there are so many things that you can add to your control center now that they didn't even have in iOS 11. I remember, like, we got excited because iOS 11 added screen sharing, or not screen sharing.
Screen recording. Oh, my God, yeah.
And that was great. But, like, now, oh, my God, there's so many other things than that. Like, iOS 11 only had, like, what, 6, 7, 8 things that you could add and remove and, like, reorder.
Now, I remember when I was trying to find legally questionable ways to screen record when I was younger.
There were always apps that you could get, and it was there was always a way if there was a will.
I did get one working one time, and then I forgot why it stopped. But I was very, very excited when that was released.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see these new iPhones in person, but in the beginning of this episode, I was sold on getting a 14 Plus, but honestly, I want to see people get them before I jump the gun.
You should get a Pro. I think that would probably be a better use of your money.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a
14. That's what I'm going for. But either way, whatever I get, it's an upgrade because I still have a 10R. But
yeah, your thing is going to start losing value pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not trading in the phone. I like have already accepted the fact that it's worth like nothing to Apple. So.
Well, I mean, yeah. Still get that extra $50.
I'd rather just keep the phone and like use it as a backup or like as something that I would just use to watch YouTube on or something, just a TikTok thing.
Or like, I could sell it on eBay. They go for like twice what Apple's willing to pay for it.
Yeah, I could. I don't know. I like to keep my old phones.
I never keep old phones. I always either sell it or trade it in. And
I have sentiment, bro. I've had the phone for the last 4 years. There is like
memories. Yeah, you have an emotional attachment. Yeah, to it.
I don't get attached. I'm like, you know what? Whatever's new, give me.
No, I do. Yeah. We've been through so much with this phone.
Maybe I'll keep this MacBook forever. It's my first MacBook. But other than that, I don't really like. I feel like a Mac is a way bigger deal than an iPhone, just because like iPhones, iPod touches, like we all kind of grew up around it.
I was gonna say it was more expensive. It's more expensive, but at this point, the cost of phones is pretty much the same as the cost of a MacBook.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, it is.
How much with a Mac?
Expensive.
Yeah, honestly, I used to think Macs were expensive. Now I'm like, shit, my phone's not that much cheaper. Yeah.
And actually, if you look at certain Windows computers, really
with maximum storage, a 14 Pro Max is running you like a MacBook Air.
Yeah, that's like.
Well, I mean, the base model of the iPhone 14 Pro Max is the same price as a base model MacBook Air M2.
Yeah, that's insane because, like, I mean, I still can't believe that I spent $1,200 on, you know, a MacBook, but I absolutely love it.
Remember when phones used to cost $6.99
or $5.99?
Or $5.99. That was the flagship model. That was the flagship model.
Those were the days.
Good days. Good times.
I feel like I sound like an old timer.
Well, we kind of do, but like, who cares? It's true. It used to cost a lot less, and we can miss it. We're allowed to fucking miss it because, you know. life is expensive, and we could go down a huge rabbit hole about that.
I feel like the tech world is also a bit older, or not older, but I feel like the tech world moves a lot quicker. And so, like, if you're younger, it's much easier for you to kind of feel the same way, because things move so quickly.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And yeah, like, especially look back at us talking about iOS 11. It's only like four versions back, but like
it literally
that
feels
was so long old. Ago. That was so long ago.
That was 2017.
Which, when you look at it, doesn't seem like you know 4 years.
A lot's changed though in Iowa.
Yeah, and as far as tech goes, that's a really really long time.
Yeah,
I guarantee you most
the
devices
iPhone land.
I guarantee you most devices that in most devices you get from 4 or 5 years ago don't work anymore. Like, don't get updates, don't get security patches.
Unless it's an Apple device.
Yeah, no
one. Oh my god, did y'all hear that iOS 12 got like a security patch?
Wait, when?
A couple weeks back? A week or two back? Oh my god. I believe it was iOS 12. If I'm
still using it though.
Don't quote me.
No, I believe they're like, the last time I checked, they were like on 12.6.5. 15 or something.
Even my Nana, though, like, she has an iPhone 10 and it has like,
that's kind of cool though that Apple's still supporting 14. Like, that Apple's still supporting them with security badges and...
that's insane. That's like, no, like, just thinking of iOS 12 point whatever point like 16 or whatever, that makes me think of like back when every Mac OS was Mac OS 10 point like 14 or whatever. Like, that seemed insane to me, but geez, they're doing it with iOS.
One thing, though, that now they're doing for iOS, and they've done it for Mac to an extent, but they're now allowing Apple is separating, like, system, like, feature updates and security patches.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Which is nice, because it's kind of stupid that you have to get... Sometimes people want something stable. And don't need the new features.
Yeah, I actually turned off Keep My Mac Up to Date because I love Monterey. I'm now actually getting used to the way that Mac OS is set up. And with the MacBook I had before this, the one that I ended up returning, I had the beta of what's it called? Ventura.
Yeah.
And it honestly was so much different than Monterey. Like, the layout of system preferences is completely changed. They changed the name to system settings, and it's just like, whoa, like, I wasn't used to that. And they tried to make it more like iOS and iPadOS, but it also wasn't at all like that. And I overall was really confused using it.
It has a bit of both. It has the flavor. It's has a lot of old-fashioned macOS features with the flavor of iOS, and that's kind of what macOS has become, because old school Mac OS is still like, anyone who's used old school Mac OS could still pick up new Mac OS and get around it pretty easily.
Yeah.
As somebody who's used Mac OS since Mavericks, back, which was 10.9, when the old skeuomorphic design was still around, like, I could see somebody who's only used Mavericks being able to pick up a new Mac and immediately use Ventura. When it comes out.
I don't know, maybe it was just overwhelming because I'm new to Mac OS.
But... Yeah, well, you are, but it has gotten a lot of those iOS-esque features, like the design and, of course, the name change from System Preferences, which it has been for, I think, ever since Mac OS first released.
Yeah.
So
it's really a name change, but then, like I said, they're way more like...
Yeah, but there are some features like Siri, the App Store, the Control Center...
I like that stuff that they've added, but
yeah,
I just, like I said, I could not with the like change from System Preferences. I was like, I like System Preferences, the layout, it makes more sense to me. I'm gonna keep Monterey, thank you very much. So I'm not switching anytime.
I didn't notice, was there a design change as far as system settings goes in Ventura?
Yeah, I mean, system settings is laid out almost identical to iPadOS settings. And then it's just that the icons on the left side are like more skeuomorphic-ish.
So it's like a line. It's almost like a line of icons in the same vein as like iPadOS. Okay.
It's the two columns, the two separate.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it because every video also, like, because I was watching a lot of videos that are like tips for new Mac users, every video was like, go to system preferences, click on this, because for years and years, like you said, system preferences has basically been the same. Yeah. And it's been laid out very, very similarly over years.
You have a grid of
icons. I mean, it's just like, sure, they've tweaked things, but
I do feel like that's going to work better though with VoiceOver. Like, I don't know. Having
maybe
a list, maybe.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm not upgrading. I like Monterey. I like the way that things are laid out. I know where they are now. Like, just the fact that it changed, and I was like, shit, I didn't even learn Monterey, and now I'm on Ventura. Like, what's happening? Maybe when I'm more comfortable, I'll change my mind. But right now, I am that person that is going to keep this OS forever.
Maybe it'll become more stable, because I just feel like Monterey never really quite stabilized. I mean, it's gotten a lot better than it used to be, but
there was this really annoying bug where you couldn't check the time when you hovered your mouse over the time with VoiceOver, and it wouldn't read it.
That's so stupid.
Oh, that's
annoying. No, there was a time where the Siri voices would not work. You couldn't adjust the speed of the Siri voices at all. And it would sometimes echo, and it was awful. Oh, it still kind of echoes. And you can't even turn the speed up very quickly, or at least quick to me.
Yeah, I haven't had those issues, but I mean, I also have the new M2 MacBook Air, so I don't know if that
has anything to do with it. I'm going to have an M1 MacBook Air, but...
Yeah.
I'm mean, still I know on an Intel Mac.
Oh, no, you dinosaur.
Fuck off. Yeah, it's a Core i5, 8 gigs of RAM, 5 gigs of storage.
At least it's an i5. I mean, it could be an i3 or, like, no. The 12-inch MacBook, an M3.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Ew.
I wanted the Core i7 and 16 gigs of RAM, but that was a little too much money for me at the time.
Yeah.
It was just what I could get, and it works just fine now. It's like, it's not slow. It gets the job done for most things.
I just love that my MacBook doesn't make a sound, unless if I forget to turn off the volume and I'm in class, someone FaceTimes me, which happened earlier, but yeah, like the
fan. Oh my god, I changed my text message sound on my Mac to the mail sound. So anytime
that's awesome.
I have like I get a text message, it's just the mail noise. So it's like, if anybody's like actually paying attention to my Mac sound, it's like, oh, he's just getting emails.
I love that.
That's funny. And people fall for it?
Yeah, I mean, unless they're looking over your shoulder, nobody's gonna second guess it.
Yeah, that's perfect. Like, I need to do that, honestly. I just need to figure out how to do that.
That is hilarious. All right, I think this thing has gone on for, like, I think we went on for another extra, like, 45.
We recorded 65 minutes,
Going off on a team. I'm a lot of tangents.
Yeah.
But granted, it took us forever to get on here, so.
Oh my god, that could be a whole episode on its own.
Oh my god, I hate Anchor sometimes.
No, Anchor's great. Anchor is one of our sponsors, and we love them.
Yeah.
Anchor's awesome, okay? It wasn't Anchor that was the problem anyways.
When it lets me on.
It was Aiden's devices that was the problem.
Okay? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because Aiden's.
I mean, I was getting on just fine, Aiden, so I mean.
I mean, maybe
it's because Aiden wasn't the device. Mac.
I mean, maybe it was just my device, but. Yeah, at least I was able to join with the app. So
yeah, exactly. We're good now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, this was great. I love talking about Apple. I could literally go on for another 65 minutes, but I do need to sleep because I am unfortunately a human. So I hope you guys have a good day and, well, good night. It's like 11 something. And if you guys want to be so kind, please rate the show on whatever platform you're listening to it on and subscribe, follow the podcast, do all the things that the platform you're on is telling you to do, because I don't know where you're listening. And yeah, I hope you keep listening. I hope you enjoyed this and take care. Bye-bye.